Unit 8. Spectacles.
Millions of people wear spectacles, also called eyeglasses or glasses, because their eyes are not completely efficient. The first recorded instance of someone using a lens to assist sight is in Roman times. The Roman dramatist Seneca used to read by looking at books through a globe of water, which acted as a lens and magnified the writing. However, it was not until around 1000 CE that glass blowers in Italy produced reading stones made of solid glass. Those who had learned how to produce these reading stones later made them into shapes that could be held in a frame in front of the eyes. This design was similar to modern magnifying glasses, which make things appear larger than they actually are. The first mention of glasses appears in an Italian manuscript dated 1289. It is thought by most historians that eyeglasses were first invented in Italy between 1285 and 1289 by monks or craftsmen such as glassblowers. However, the Italian Salvino d'Amart is credited with inventing the first form of eyeglasses around 1284, although this claim has not been proven. In 1305 or 1306, Giordano da Rivalto of Pisa said in a sermon that he knew about spectacles being invented about 20 years before. He did not say who the inventor was. Another monk, Alessandro da Spina of Pisa, is also credited as being the first inventor of spectacles, along with d'Amart, but no concrete evidence supports this idea. The name of the true inventor of spectacles remains lost in history. It was not until the early 18th century that someone had the idea of putting arms on the frames so that spectacles could be held in place on the wearer's ears. This modern style of glasses was created by Edward Scarlett, a London optician.